Good morning. We are talking with Anna Hafke. You are the Bluffview Media Specialist and Science and STEAM Educator. So I'll let you talk a little bit about what you do within the Prairie du Chien School District.
So I work as a media specialist basically at Bluffview in the library.
What does that include?
So I essentially run the library. We have a district library media specialist who is Lisa Mink. And so I work underneath of her in the Bluffview library. So it's just me in the library. So I do all the tech questions. So I'm constantly going to classrooms and helping them with their technology questions, working with students in their Chromebooks, checking out all their books that are needed and helping kids kind of grow in their literacy skills and what they're checking out in our library there from third grade to eighth grade.
So questions with Chromebooks, yep, probably keeps you pretty busy.
Very, very busy. It's a daily thing. Yeah. Everybody needs help with their Chromebook.
I was just going to say, cut and dry, here's where your job is important. You are the Chromebook specialist. That's all we need to know.
That is literally it. I'm very good at helping with Chromebook issues for students and staff alike.
And anybody that has ever worked with technology, especially technology with children, they now know exactly how important your job is.
Yeah.
Not to take away anything from the, you know, the things you do in the actual library or any of the, you know, science and STEAM classes that you teach, but those things, because like I said, technology, I feel like it just really has a mind of its own.
Yeah, and you know, our district has been working really hard to offer emerging technology for all of our students to really invest in student success. So we have been bringing in a lot of robotics and 3D modeling, which prepares students for their future, whatever it might be. And by offering these, and especially when they're so hands-on, it ensures that our students aren't at a disadvantage to other districts that are doing this all the time. By having it right here in our district, our students have that right there ready for them.
And at a very young age, where they're curious and they're still really wanting to learn, and kind of almost that building block stage where if they get exposed to it at a certain age, it will really kind of latch on to them.
Yep. They say if they start early on, then when they get into the more advanced coding, they can already understand the concept of why they're doing these reasoning skills, the if and then the than works really well then.
So talk a little bit about why you chose to work at the Prairie du Chien School District.
So I am both a graduate of the Prairie du Chien School District, and now I'm an educator here. I went to school in Prairie du Chien from kindergarten to graduation, and I can still remember all the names of the teachers that I had. And along with them and all the other support staff that I had, they made a huge impact on my life. And so it's because of them that I always wanted to work in education.
Oh, well, that is a really fun story. What kind of, I know you talked about some of the robotics and the technology, but what is it that you think makes Prairie du Chien special or something that's unique to the Prairie du Chien School District?
I think one of the things that makes Prairie du Chien so special is the people. So our staff works together, collaborate, supports one another, really. I know that I have felt welcome from day one. So it's that kind of sense of community that not only goes to staff, but it also goes to the students. It's more than just a workplace. It's a place where educators, students, families support each other. And that's what really makes Prairie du Chien stand out in excellence to me.
And I want you to kind of expand a little bit more on exactly what your role is within the Prairie du Chien School District.
So
in addition to the media specialist, I know you talked about some science classes STEAM. Because when you said STEAM, I'm like, I don't know what that
means. So I just took on the role of teaching third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade. Third grade and fourth grade, we do science. And it's science and technology. So working with the robotics, a lot of robotics right now, and 3D modeling, and then moving into like digital citizenship. And STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, STEAM. I'd think about that for a second.
Yes. That's all the right letters. Yeah. Yes. Which, you know, is something that, you know, back in my day wasn't a thought because technology wasn't there. Yeah. Now the technology is here. And, you know, kind of as we mentioned, the earlier kids are exposed to these different technologies and the more they become part of our everyday lives, to have them ready for the workforce at 18 years old, you kind of have to start building that right. from a young age.
And sometimes we forget that we think that our students, because they're immersed in technology, that it automatically means they know how to work it. And that is so far from the truth. They don't know. They don't know what a virus is. They don't know how to critically think to fix a problem. If it's not right there, right then, they don't know how to do it. So we have to remember that we have to teach them all of those aspects that make them a good technology user.
Just because your kid knows how to go on YouTube mm-hmm. and find its favorite video does not mean it knows how yeah. to understand
Correct.
The technology behind yeah. YouTube.
And our district and how does that a good works. Job teaching on that. We spend a lot of time talking about how to use technology.
Which is key because, you know, I know this is kind of something that gets joked about with the older generations, you know, that cursive isn't taught anymore. But also, you know, typing isn't taught anymore, like using like a PC and stuff like that. And then kids get into the real world and they're like, well, I don't know how
right.
to type all
if
that out.
If you were to walk past the Bluffview Library right now, you would see 150 keyboards on the wall because they have been working on how to place their hands on a keyboard because they all want a chicken peck. And so we're working really hard.
Because we're used to typing yeah. on phones right. and iPads.
When you do that, you really do only use one hand. But these students need to know how to use both of their hands and all of their fingers. And so it's a really great thing that we're able to offer for them in our district.
And it's something that I'm assuming your curriculum is kind of always evolving.
Oh, it has to be, because technology evolves so quickly that we have to be ready to go, oh, there's new technology. Let's get it in their hands.
And is there a favorite part that you have to being part of the Prairie du Chien School District?
I think all of it is my favorite. I mean, I truly feel like when I walk into the building that if I have a question or if I'm worried about something, somebody is ready to help me. There is such a support system that I know that I'm supported, which gives me the ability to support our students. I hope that in the future, students can look back and go, oh, I remember Mrs. Hafke and all the things that she taught me in science and technology and in the library.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. As Prairie du Chien, they do have a school district operating referendum, the vote coming up on April 1st. For more information on the referendum, you can head to the district's website. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.